is really expecting you to do it all?
I was recently asked to address the feelings of guilt that a parent may have in balancing their own needs and desires with those of their children. So I wanted to ask you, first of all, are you really being judged? The answer to that is probably yes. But who by? Is it by your children? Is it by your immediate family? Or is it really only by yourself? Judgment, in essence, is not good or bad. It is an instinctive part of living in a community. When we live in a society with others, we tend to know our place in the pack through acknowledging ourselves in comparison to others. When it comes to building our self-esteem, we do tend to focus on the good in ourselves, but in comparison to where others went wrong. So, for example, I didn't win, but at least I didn't come last. But the problem is, when we're pointing the finger outwards, it tends to be because we're trying to avoid looking inwards. One area in which we feel challenged can well be our parenting skills. If we're struggling, it can feel like someone giving us a hand is like a criticism. It's an exposure of our failings. Why didn't I think of doing that? It becomes much easier, rather than to show acceptance of that difference or even learn from the other person, to negate their view. That's the process of normative idealization. That is, what I do is normal, what you do is odd. It makes our own ego feel better. So here are some tips to stop feeling guilty or feeling judged about your parenting. The first is, just ask yourself, are your children happy? Are they healthy? If the answer is yes, then remind yourself you're raising your children for you, not for other mums, or not for your mother-in-law, or not for somebody else. If your children have voiced that they are missing out, then perhaps talk to them, negotiate with them, ask them what they would like to do, and also what they might need to give up to do it, if that's relevant. But the main thing is, you need to be doing the best for your family unit, not anyone else's. Point number two, you may wish to explore why and what in particular you're afraid of other people thinking or saying, and maybe take action to avoid that. Now, I have a personal example, and I do appreciate people don't like me comparing my dog with their children. I'm really not trying to do that. But my dog's gone blind, and I actually really resent dog walkers who see her sitting on the path and just saying, oh, she just doesn't want to go anywhere. Or if I was carrying her because she felt lost, they'll comment, oh, that's not walking the dog, is it? So I've actually bought her a scarf which says blind dog in great big letters. And now people actually converse with me about her condition rather than accuse me or make a flippant comment. Now, I'm not saying we need to wear our personal circumstances on our sleeves. But what I am saying is, people, whether they're trying to be funny or they want to have a conversation, they can just be clumsy. It isn't always personal. And so sometimes there are things we can do to ease what we don't like. And the problem is, we need to appreciate some people are just unable to keep things on the more unintrusive level when they converse with us. It can be a lot more pleasant just to simply say, good morning, how are you doing today? Point number three. I know we talked about avoidance earlier, but avoiding the person who makes you anxious all the time may not be the best option unless they are nasty. Because if you are just avoiding them, you're cutting yourself off from avenues of enjoyment. Instead, maybe consider owning the thing that you feel anxious about. Part of self-compassion is accepting who we are. It doesn't actually matter if you want to change it. It doesn't matter if you're actually quite proud of it. And it doesn't matter if it's something that other people may judge or perceive negatively about you. But when I talk about owning it, I don't mean doing it in a defensive way, not a, oh, I'm just like that. But it can be in a getting on with it way. I know this sort of bothers me, but I'm doing the best I can given that situation. At least remove beating yourself up from it. And finally, ask yourself this judgment. Is this about my beliefs on what I should and shouldn't do? And if that's so, where did those rules come from? Who said that I should behave in a certain way? Who said I should look a certain way? And if you really take a moment to lean into that and to think about that, you might find that those shoulds and those rules have come from somebody perhaps with very outdated ideas, or from a situation which no longer is concerning you anymore. A lot of our beliefs are imposed unconsciously through stories we watch in the media. And sometimes we just need to stop and think that those shoulds and shouldn'ts that have been around for a long time, we haven't questioned them, and perhaps we need to. Finally, if the person giving you the greatest grief or the greatest judgment is someone you can't avoid, then you do maybe need to challenge that. You may need to have a word with them. You may need to negotiate something, such as saying, if you continue to say that, then I don't really want to be around here anymore, and so I won't be bringing my children around, or something like that. So, and then open that negotiation with a question: how can we resolve this? Another thing might be to ask that person, well, why do you continue to say that sort of thing when I've specifically asked you not to? Rather than accusing somebody, making them think about their actions can be a better way to open a dialogue and actually gain a deeper understanding of each other. And then it's often easier to collaborate with them. Another really nice tip is, if you have heard something that is unpleasant or you perceive as unpleasant, stop and just ask that person, I'm sorry, I missed that. Could you repeat it, please? Because that also makes them think twice before they say it again. You need to think about what you want in that situation. You don't necessarily want things to get so extreme you lose contact altogether, but you do need to accept certain aspects. What do you want? What are you willing to take? What's a negotiable? What's a non-negotiable? And maintain that structure using deflection tactics such as, thank you for that information, those closed but positive responses. But then also make sure you find time for yourself with people with whom you don't feel judged and you feel absolutely great and you feel boosted, because that will re-energize you. It will help you feel at your best. And when you're feeling at your best, you're going to do your best for your loved ones, who you'll probably find aren't actually the ones who are making the judgment. And that's all we have time for. But for more practical ways to boost your well-being, check out my YouTube channel, Dr. Audrey T, Practical Tools for Everyday Wellbeing, or my Facebook page of the same name. Or have a look at my website, www.draudreyt.com, or tune in to the Wellbeing Lounge on Tuesday nights, 9 till 10, for your hour of mental health on NLive Radio.